President Obama, after sitting out the Democratic primary campaign tonight, breaking his silence.
I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States. Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made.
The former president casting his close friend as the right person to lead the country through the coronavirus crisis.
Joe helped me manage H1N1 and prevent the Ebola epidemic from becoming the type of pandemic we're seeing now.
The contrast to the current commander-in-chief, unmistakable.
The Republicans occupying the White House and running the U.S. Senate are not interested in progress. They're interested in power.
It comes a day after Biden won Bernie Sanders' backing. Sanders tonight telling the AP it would be irresponsible for his loyalists not to support Biden.
But the former vice president still faces a challenge drawing young people and progressives, a vulnerability his allies hope former President Obama can help address.
We have to look to the future. Bernie understands that, and Joe understands that.
Biden's regularly touted their relationship.
I stand with Barack Obama all 8 years, good, bad, and indifferent. That's where I stand.
The president's re-election campaign tonight dismissing the endorsement, saying Obama has no other choice but to support Biden. President Trump will destroy him. Biden now hoping Obama's popularity, that has not always translated to votes for others, will benefit him this fall.